The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Steve Scott. Here's what's happening. OpenAI is reportedly shuttering its team tasked with identifying potential bio and cybersecurity risks with its AI models. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live. This move could be a bit of a head-scratcher following one of its AI agents going rogue. Mike?
Well, Steve, there are a lot of changes happening right now at OpenAI as the company rockets toward a potential blockbuster IPO. One of those changes, the Financial Times reporting OpenAI is doing away with its risk preparedness team, instead spreading the responsibility across its existing teams. Now, speaking at a recent AI conference, co-founder Greg Brockman says the company is also tapping its users to be part of the safety infrastructure.
I think we are also moving now to a much more ultimately secure regime, but it does require kind of an internet-wide effort to get there.
The need for speed coming in part because of OpenAI's arms race with rival Anthropic. San Jose State engineering professor Ahmed Benafa worries the company is valuing speed over safety, despite the recent hack by a rogue OpenAI agent of another company initially going undetected.
But you don't punish them by removing the whole idea.
KCBS has reached out to OpenAI for comment. Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Mike, thank you. Meta will be in court again this week, this time in Oakland. This could be the most consequential trial the company has ever faced. Four states, including California, are seeking financial damages that could total to as high as $1.4 trillion. And they want an order forcing Meta to change how it operates Facebook and Instagram. The suit claims Meta has contributed to the youth mental health crisis by deliberately designing addictive features for its sites. The return of a Bay Area asylum seeker from ICE detention is sparking fresh warnings for immigrants traveling domestically. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live from Sunnyvale with the story. Matt?
Well, if Tina Soboleva spent nearly 4 weeks in custody, Steve, after ICE agents detained her at a Buffalo airport last month, even though the Sunnyvale woman has an active asylum application. Her goal now?
To be back with my daughter. That's it.
Legal experts say this is another example of the heightened risk for asylum seekers taking domestic flights. University of San Francisco law professor Bill Hing says Soboleva's claim is strong.
The rule of law says that if you have a 1 in 10 chance of being persecuted, you should be granted asylum.
Soboleva fled Russia at the start of the war in Ukraine. DHS officials defend their detention of this 59-year-old woman, saying that she overstayed her visa, and they deny any allegations of mistreatment. Live in Sunnyvale, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Matt, thank you. Group of parents whose kids attend Palo Alto High School are suing the school district over a student field trip to a mosque. The group, calling itself the Plaintiff Community Members for Religious Neutrality in Public Schools, claim students were issued Qurans and girls were encouraged to wear hijabs. They also allege kids were given the idea that Islam is associated with social justice. The school superintendent said he couldn't verify the allegations or comment on pending litigation. A child-free lifestyle is becoming increasingly common. And according to a new study, adults in California are the most likely to fall into that category. Here's KCBS's Atash Shaheen.
California tops the list with 22% of adults surveyed saying they don't want kids. Louisiana, by contrast, was less than 10%. Michigan State psychology professor Zachary Neal surveyed 20,000 adults across the nation.
We're really focused on a group of people that are called child-free. And that is they don't have kids and they don't want to have kids. This is a pretty big group of people. And in the United States, it's also getting bigger.
Leaving out those who can't have kids or can't afford to, Neal said the research shows they just want to maintain their current lifestyle and aren't interested in being parents.
We really thought something like the cost of living or economic circumstances of the state would help us understand this. And it didn't either. And we think what's happening here is people just feel more comfortable saying they didn't want kids. It's become increasingly socially acceptable.
Mata Shaheen, KCBS.
Good news for a restaurant in the South Bay. It is once again open for business after a cockroach problem. Terra Restaurant and Bar at Eataly Silicon Valley was shut down last week after an inspection turned up live and dead roaches in the food prep areas. The restaurant's owners tell the Chronicle they have corrected the issues and the restaurant is open once again. It was called Chill Out and Read, kind of a modern-day ice cream social with books. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges was at the San Jose Women's Club.
It's set in 1850s England in a manor house kitchen garden.
Linda Jones Smith is the author of The Peach Thief. She's one of the featured authors who were here at the Chill Out and Read event in San Jose Sunday.
It got a full-page review in the New York Times, which was quite a thrill. So I'm hoping readers from age 10 and on up will enjoy it.
You could be self-published. You can be with, we have some with very large publishers, one of the top five publishers as well.
Darlene Tennis helped organize the event. The San Jose Women's Club teamed up with the Women's National Book Association to make this happen.
Authors can submit. They can go to chilloutandread.com, and if they want to be featured next year, they could submit their book.
At the San Jose Women's Club, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
It is still pretty common for younger people to live with roommates in San Francisco, but the numbers are going down. Still, as KCBS's Danny DeCrescenzo tells us, plenty of young people seem to like living with others.
In Knob Hill, Bryn, Ryan, and Allie, all in their early 20s, share a three-bed, one-bath. They told me living together helps with the rent, which is expected, but it was more than money that made them want to be roommates. Here's Allie, who has a history of living with others.
So I think I've always just wanted that familiarity of like coming home and immediately you see like people you enjoy being around.
One thing they brought up to me was that having roommates was helping them with adulting. It also was good to have people to answer their questions. Here's Ryan.
And it was things like, wait, what is a 401k? Do you guys have that? And like, wait, are sinks not draining? Like, do you guys know what to do?
As for if they feel like they don't have any privacy, they all said that was not the case at all. Bryn was thankful for the dynamic they all have developed.
It's hard to find stuff like that. So when you do find it's like, you want to keep it.
Danny DeCrescenzo, KCBS.
A couple of alleys in San Francisco's south of Market are getting spruced up. The city's joining forces with five local artists to create the Minnenatoma Streetscape Project. It's a new pedestrian hub decorated with sidewalk and street art. The two beautified alleys will form a walkway linking Yerba Buena Gardens and the Transbay Transit Center. 16-year-old rookie lifeguard Ryder Williams will meet with President Trump at the Oval Office today to receive a high civilian honor. Ryder's a lifeguard whose rescue of a boy from the pounding surf at Seabright State Beach in Santa Cruz went viral. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports live with a little education. You, too, can be a hero, Margie.
Well, that's right, Steve. CPR and first aid certification classes are widely available through the Red Cross.
4 out of 5 people say that they're more likely to jump into action if they're trained. And so having those skills to perform CPR truly makes a life-saving difference.
That is Red Cross spokesperson Pooja Kelbig. When you learn CPR, you'll work on an adult mannequin to better understand what it's like to do chest compressions on a person.
You press down. You want to press about 2 inches down as you lock your elbows, and there's a click that happens every time you press down, so you know that you're administering the right amount of force.
Not every hero meets the president. The Red Cross has its own awards where more than 3,500 people have been honored in the past decade for helping to save more than 2,000 lives. Recertification is recommended every 2 years. To get certified, go to redcross.org. Reporting live, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
All right, Margie, thank you. The timber fire burning just south of Big Sur has now grown to more than 5,000 acres. CAL FIRE says favorable weather conditions have helped a bit with containment. Containment now at 17%. Evacuation orders and warnings are still in place for around 1,000 people, and a stretch of Highway 1 through the area is still closed. San Francisco is taking steps to keep kids safe on this first day of school here in the city. KCBS's David Welch reports the speed limit around schools has been dialed down.
School is starting up again in the city. Drive past any one of the campuses, and the signs say something new. State law gives California cities until 2031 to lower their school zones. Mayor Daniel Lurie says San Francisco got started early.
We are lowering speed limits around 200 schools from 25 miles per hour to 20 or to 15 miles per hour, thanks to new state legislation.
Outside Leonard Flynn Elementary, a camera on Cesar Chavez Street has cut dangerous speeding by more than 90%. It's one of 33 across the city. Police Chief Derek Liu says they're deploying more officers to enforce the limits.
The speed limit is 15 miles per hour in school zones when children are present. So again, please slow down.
Liu says officers will be out the entire school year, but he says drivers already slowing down won't notice a thing. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
City officials in San Jose are looking at easing housing restrictions in local neighborhoods to try to increase the number of available housing units. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports the end result could be more duplexes and triplexes.
The San Jose City Council will be voting on Tuesday on whether or not to overhaul land use laws to allow for more housing in single-family neighborhoods.
I think the city has to do a little bit more.
Rick telling us he left San Jose for Sunnyvale because of the lack of housing options.
I think they should still make a lot of infrastructure changes to make it more spacious, like you said.
Lisa says housing has been incredibly frustrating in San Jose.
But some people just, this is how they live, this is their life, and they've accepted that. And that's what it really comes down to, acceptance, you know, and I'm not accepting that yet.
85% of San Jose's residential property would be affected if the proposal is approved. In San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.